Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf, Shir's Panzo, Leonishma, Sarbi Akashom, Leapas Yitzchok. We're holding what Metzia Daf Memtes. The Gemara in Amud Aleph asks, according to the Mandomer that says, Dvadvarim ein behem mishum michusori amono. A person goes back in his word, and the word was a word only with no money involved. There's no issue michusori amono. What about the pasuk that says, Hen tzedek, and we darshin, Shiyeh hen shechot tzedek velav shechot tzedek. You have to keep your word. So how can you explain it if you say that dvarim ein behem michusori amono? Answers the Gemara that the pasuk is referring to shelo yidaber echad bapeh veechad b'lev, meaning that pasuk is referring to somebody who should not lie. A person should not say a blatant lie that he knows is wrong. He's not intending to do something, he says otherwise. But someone who said something and then he changed his mind, that is not included in the pasuk of hen shechot tzedek. It's interesting to point out that the title of a lie is echad bapeh veechad b'lev. The mouth and the heart are not equal to each other. Why is the Gemara saying this lashon, echad bapeh veechad b'lev? Why not just say a person should not say a sheker? Don't say a sheker, should keep emes. And the answer is tamun in divrei gedolei hador, starting with Rabbi Yechaya in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Rabbi Yechaya says that the milo of a person being tamim, what says about Avraham Avinu, that he was a tamim. What is a tamim? Tamim means that he's complete, that he's whole, that his mouth and his heart are equal. Says Rabbi Yechaya, that's why I have a mitzvah, tamim tiyayim Hashem elokecho, which is the biggest shvach possible, tamimus, wholeness. Meaning, when a person says a lie, it's not only the fact he's not saying emes. The problem is that he himself is split. His heart is one thing and his mouth is something else. The shlon sharo isiyo is oislamet, etzedet. So when a person comes and says a lie, and his heart and mouth are different, his oinsho is merube. Why? Because he's doing a pirud b'toich hashchino. He's doing a pirud in the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And oimek advarim is izbar b'divri abriseinu, it was like this. The whole concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from this world is to bring the world to achdus. V'ya b'rim ha'u yi Hashem echod u'shmo yechod. The taklas of the world is that there should be a full revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with no limitations. And this connects beautifully to the Yonim of Pesach, because the Maharal in Gevuras Hashem Perek Samech, he explains that the whole idea of Korban Pesach is we bring a Korban because Am Yisrael connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Korban represents that connection. What does the Korban represent? Says the Maharal, and he goes on in Arichus Gedoyot to show that everything about Korban Pesach has to do with a concept of unity, of Echot. For example, Bebais Echot Yochel, you have to eat only in one house, you can't go to two houses. You have to have one Chabur, you can't have two different Chaburas. Ve'etzen lo yisish b'rubo, you're not allowed to break a bone, everything has to be whole. It has to be 1 year old, one, Echot. Everything in the Korban is Echot. Because the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is Echot. And in Pesach, we're celebrating the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why it's Echot. And we know, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, that in this world, there is a division. There is a difference between how you write the name of Hashem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, and how you pronounce the name of Hashem, which is Adnos. As the Sfarim explain, the Pshat is, in this world, the name Yud Kei Vav Kei is not fully revealed. Only in Yetzias Mitzrayim we had Gilui Shem Havayo. But in this world in general, we don't have that Gilui. All we can connect to is Adnos. There's a separation between the Etzem Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how it's actually revealed outside in this world, which will be fixed only Lasid Lavoi. As the Gemara Pesachim says, that Lasid Lavoi, the way we write Hashem and the way we call Hashem, the way we pronounce it will be the same, meaning there will be Gilui Shem Havayah with no limitations. And this is what the Medrash Tehillim, Perek Peites, says, very similar to a Gemara in Sarei Tzadik Tes. But there it says in the words we're talking about, the Medrash says, the Pasuk says, Yom Nokom Bilibi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there will be the day of revenge in my heart. So the Medrash, Libo Lepumo Loi Galio. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochol in his heart doesn't reveal the day of Geula to his mouth. So the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean? The heart is Kivyochol, the essence, the Nister, that we don't see in the world. The Peh is the Giluyin that we see in this world. In this world, we don't see the Geula. The Geula is Nister, it's not revealed yet. Has to do the same idea, the Shem Havaya is not revealed. There's a staring, there's darkness. We don't have a full revelation in the outside. When we get to the Geula, then the internal Hester and the external Gilui will be the same. And this is something which we had in Pesach, that was Gilui Shem Havayo, everybody saw it, so that's why going back to the Maharal, the Korban Pesach, is to celebrate the Echod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every human being needs to be representing the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as he can. So because we are aspiring to have Gilui V'Shem Echod U'Shmoy Echod, there's no separation between the eternal and the external. So an Adam's Avodah needs to be that his mouth and his heart should be equal. Should not be Echod Papei Echod Belef. The problem of a lie is not just the sheker, it's the fact that what's internal, what's external is not exact. And because our avoidance is to bring the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the internal and the external would be the same. So when a person himself doesn't act that way, he's poigim in Gilui Shechina, as the Shlo says. If a person is careful to have his heart and his mouth the same, so then we will reach Libo Lepumo Galio, a revelation of the Geula, the internal Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be external, will be revealed to everybody. We should see it very soon. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or wants to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.